crowd of hundreds of people marched across campus into administration buildings.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
And everywhere in between.
Let's take it outside where we can be heard.
Some people decided to join, and some people were just curious. Freshman Nicoletta Calabrese watched the protesters walk through Thompson Point on her way back from class.
I think it's great to voice your opinions and to share them. I hope that what they're trying to accomplish works. I think it's great.
She also believes this might not be the best way to accomplish their goals.
Personally, I think that I would try talking to somebody in like an office or the dean of students or something, because I don't know if they're going to get what they want out of this.
Across the street in front of the Ag building, junior Elsie Talkington had a different opinion.
They're not making people feel safe, because I know like in my class this morning, there was only like 10 people in there out of like 30. And like a lot of people were saying they weren't going to come today because they didn't know what was going to happen. They were scared.
Talkington also had a piece of advice for them.
I think they just need to put all their signs down and be mature and be adults and go out in the real world and get a job and then pay off your student loans just like that. Protesting isn't going to give you free money.
I spent about 20 minutes walking with the protesters to hear why they are protesting.
I'm sorry, I won't do any interviews.
After over a dozen declines, I finally met Kendra Klein, a senior here at SIU. And I asked her why she's here.
Because they're fighting for a cause, sexism, racism, budget cuts, all that. We all are affected by it.
Before I met Kendra, I talked to Kara Carden, a senior in nursing.
Stop wasteful spending!
This is what democracy looks like!
She was a little put off by the display of people walking across campus.
It makes me feel unsafe, to be honest, because there's been a lot of calls for riots. Honestly, I really wish I wouldn't have came to the school.
I told Kendra about Kara's reaction to the protest and how she's visibly upset at what she witnessed.
I don't think she should feel unsafe. As you can see, it's not violent. We're just protesting. We're just fighting for a cause. She don't have no reason to feel unsafe.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.